Hey, everybody. Welcome to Parenting Impossible, the Special Needs Survival Podcast. I'm your host, Annette Hines, and I'm so happy you're here with us. If you're just joining for the first time, I am a special needs mom, a special needs attorney, and a best-selling author. So please grab your coffee. And if you're like me, you might be listening in your car. Spent a lot of time in the car in my day. And please join us for some important discussions to help you thrive in this complex special needs world. Each week, we're going to chat with parents and experts, and sometimes parents who are experts, to offer compassionate advice for all stages of your life. These are the conversations you would have with your best friend if your best friend was an expert like me. Let's go.
Welcome back, podcast fans. I'm your host, Annette Hines, and this is Parenting Impossible, the Special Needs Survival Podcast. Welcome to a new year. It's 2024, and it's really often that when I start a new year, I want to check in with myself about my why. Why am I doing this podcast? Why am I in disability services? Why am I doing everything that I do and the way that I do it? The choices that I'm making. It's a good check-in as I set my goals and intentions for 2024. I have a lot to reflect on. Last year, I spent most of the year in reflection. I had an epiphany, if you will, about taking a step back from many of the organizations that I volunteered in, sat on boards, sat on committees, spent my time working with, funds that I donated. So it was all about, where am I spending my time, my talent, and my treasure? That's a Catholic thing for those of you who recognize it. And I really felt like I was getting beat up. Last year was momentous. It was the year of the tens. So for 10 full months, I did this hiatus. I did this kind of hybrid stepping away from big portions of my life. It was my 10-year anniversary of losing Elizabeth. So there was a lot to reflect on there. It was my 10-year anniversary being married to my husband, Mark. And it was just over 10 years of starting Special Needs Law Group, which was the beginning of this journey for all of the things that I'm doing in the disability community. There are others, but those are the biggies. And there was just a lot to think about and to, you know, really get clear-headed about in order to figure out in 2024, year 11, for so many things, where is my focus going to be? You can do many, many things, but it's pretty darn hard to do them all well. And I'm not superhuman. Some people are way more skilled at this than I am. My direction and my focus was split in so many ways, and it was really time to figure out where to focus, what to focus on. I knew that I hadn't been spending enough time with my staff, my first love, Special Needs Law Group. I knew that I hadn't been spending enough time working on my businesses and making sure that they were delivering the best that I had, the best that we had as a group, to our clients, to our network, to our people that we mentored. And so taking this step back was really important, and it turned out to be a really great approach. So now it's 2024. Yay! And always been rejuvenated about the idea of a new start, transformation. That's why I called my book Butterflies and Second Chances, because it was really about our story, me and Elizabeth and our family, but also a third of the book is about what happens after. And, you know, I'm working on a follow-up to that 10 years later. What happens after is just as critical, because you have a choice about what direction you want to go in with your life. You have a choice about where you want to spend your time, talent, and treasure. We are also fortunate to have these choices. So I used to have this friend that I grew up with in East Boston, and he was just a treasure and a joy to have as a friend if you're a little kid. So creative, so inventive, just a visionary in a lot of ways. And on the city streets, you would have these big manhole covers. We called them sewers. We used to play marbles on them. And he had this idea one year that if you stepped on a sewer, you could change your life. Step on a sewer, you make a wish, you change your life. And I still think about that today, so many years later. Don't even want to tell you how many decades later. Because the idea that you can just wish it into being, it's part of so many cultures. It's part of so many stories, so many movies. It's this transformative idea. And even my symbol of the butterfly for Elizabeth, who I just recently saw another butterfly and she kind of danced around me. She always comes at these moments when I really need to see her, you know? Butterflies are the symbol of metamorphosis, of transformation. And stepping on a sewer and wishing a new life, wishing life into being. Well, when we were kids, we didn't have a lot of control over our lives, so it didn't maybe necessarily work the way we wanted it to. But what it did do was get us into the mindset at a super young age of believing in the power of transformation. And I want you, audience, to embrace that as well. So to get back to talking about my why, recently I was so fortunate to meet with a longtime client, and she's somebody that I have spent not a huge amount of time with, but through the years off and on have spent time with here and there. And I wanted to read to you a letter that she wrote to me and the staff that talks about what we do, what we really are to people, what we do for people. And it came at the moment of being year ends and transformation, starting a new year, setting new goals. And it really was so uplifting. So no names, but this client says, I'm writing this to you right after getting off the phone with you after yet another call where you gave me your time out of the kindness of your heart. I wish this was a handwritten note to make it more personal, but my hand muscles can't write this much, so just envision it as handwritten. I'm actually writing this for all of your staff and organization. You mentioned how much heart all your staff has, how much care your staff pours into their clients, how hard it can often be, and that you don't often hear the thanks and positive outcomes for all you do. And audience, this is true. Unfortunately, a lot of times my staff does not get the thanks and the approbation that any person really, really would love to have. And I am so proud of all of them and how much they care and how much heart everyone has. Okay, back to the note. You've heard me say the following to you over and over for years, but I want to say it in this letter so your staff can read it too. For years and years, you and your company, staff, and employees have been nothing but safety to me. Because of all of you, I am safe. Because of all of you, my parents, who are so worried about what will happen to their disabled child after they are gone, now feel like I am safe because of you. What a gift to give them that feeling of relief. Because of all of you, I learned I was eligible to apply for disabled housing, and now because of you, I have stable, safe housing for life. Even if my income drops due to my disability, I am safe with a roof over my head because of all of you. Because of all of you, I have Medicaid, which I didn't even know I could apply for until you taught me about it. I have access to help in my home because of Medicaid. It helped me pay my impossible medical copays and extra costs and Medicaid helped pay for my employer insurance premium and COBRA. I would not be able to afford COBRA right now if you hadn't taught me about Medicaid and premium assistance that comes with it all those years ago. Because of all of you, I am safe with incredible health insurance coverage when I am at my sickest and need it most. Because of all of you, I was taught about ABLE accounts, which I had never heard of. Because of you, my parents now have a way to help me a little financially without it impacting asset limits or jeopardizing my housing. Their help is critical to me making it through just my basic bills each month. Before your advice about ABLE accounts, we all felt trapped in how I could survive and pay my basic monthly bills with their hands tied and being able to help me. Because of all of you, I am a little more safe financially. You have all given me safety in the most basic human needs, housing, medical care, and insurance, and family financial help. Those are basic needs that I would have been lost without all of you. Even just hearing Annette's voice on the phone makes me able to take a deep breath and think you are safe because she is out there in this world if everything falls apart because of the safety your company has created in my life thus far. Over 9 years ago, I stumbled upon a podcast Annette did for Mito Action that talked about special needs trusts and so much more. I remember where I was when I listened to that podcast because I was shocked and a bit terrified that neither me nor my family had ever heard of or prepared for most of what Annette was talking about. For that reason, I took the risk of reaching out to Annette. Since then, for 9 years at least, she put me on a path that put me into the safe situation I am in right now. 9 years ago, Annette saw a future that I hadn't yet stopped to accept, how much I would decline physically. And she put me in a position to prepare for it via candid yet carefully tender and compassionate conversations. Annette predicted what was coming for me physically, even when I did not. And because of her, I am now in a life that has things in place already for that decline. I am constantly worried and sad for the disabled people like me who have not learned what I have learned because of your company and who do not have an Annette or special needs companies in their lives. Please also know that I am so, so aware of how much you have done for me and at so little cost that I am constantly worried and terrified of how much of your time I am taking from you during every second I am ever on the phone with you. I feel the weight of that worry during every second we are ever talking because I care about you too. I have a very unsafe body and medical life. However, I have all of you making so, so much of my life safe in so many other ways, and that is what is keeping me going. I told the story to Annette on the phone today, but wanted to write it again for the staff to hear. Recently, my dad came to visit. When entering my home, out of the blue, somewhat wistfully, he stated, "Of all the places you've lived, this is my favorite." I was so shocked, since public housing is not something I would ever consider nice. I am extremely grateful for it, but I have lived in places that I would have considered more my favorite than the public housing I live in. I believe what my dad was really saying in this comment about where I currently live being his favorite was, "I'm so relieved that you have this place, no matter what happens to you in the future." When my dad made his comment without even hesitating, I turned to him and stated, "And it's all because of the lawyer." He has never met Annette and would not recognize her name, but he most definitely knows who I mean when I say the lawyer. I make that comment often in my family that it is all because of the lawyer and have for years for multiple reasons. We all know it means how thankful we are for where you have each put me in this life. That is what you all do and what you all mean to your clients. With extreme thanks and happy holidays. So listen, that was not a commercial for our services. Many of you will never use our services, and that is okay. It was really all about why, the why of why I do what I do, why I do this podcast, why I do so many free trainings out there, why our staff takes care with every client, no matter how much or if they pay anything for our services. There is no end, no bottom to the need out there for accurate, helpful information and direction. And it all starts with helping people learn how to plan, how to set goals and intentions every year and how to stay on that path so that they can be safe, so that they have access to resources like Social Security, Medicaid, housing, food, medical supports and services, whatever the need is. It's so much an imperfect system, and navigating it is incredibly daunting. But there is help. There is light at the end of the tunnel. There is your stepping on a sewer and changing your life and wishing it into being. You can take hold. You can take control of everything in your life and push for that security and that safety and that plan that will set you free. And so I wanted to give you this New Year's wish and talk to you a little bit about what this all means to me and hopefully connect with what this all means to you. I do want to let you know that this year we'll be having more group coaching programs. So if you are somebody that doesn't need a lawyer, but needs more of that information, support, and guidance that my client needed, that we are there for you in a supportive environment, a financially cost-effective environment, much less expensive than seeing an attorney, and really more appropriate to what most people are looking for, which is the consultation and the guidance and the support to develop a plan and take control of their lives. So I hope to see you there. I'll have some information in the show notes if you would like it. And I hope that you have the best year ever. Thank you so much. Our podcast is getting rejuvenated and back on track. And I'm so excited to be back here with you.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I just wanted to take a second to say how much I appreciate you taking the time to listen to these podcasts. I'm having a blast doing them. And I hope that you're finding the content to be what you were really hoping. If you are, please take a second to leave a rating and a review. It's so helpful in getting this content out to people who really need to hear it. Thank you so much.